How does it feel to have lived long enough to see all of your favorite franchises go down in flames?
Feels great.
It's just, again, it's a fucking rant.
We can lead in. That's fine with a rant.
We're looking at fucking...
I'll set it up. Are we going right
now?
Yeah,
we're going.
Okay, well, I wanted to let the people know we got a Rory rant incoming. I'm going to time you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to time you. Not, I'm going to stop you. I just want to see.
No, it's just, it's gonna be real quick. I'm just really
rant,
pissed
rant.
Well, I've been looking at fucking apartments trying to get out of central Vermont, and it's a tough thing. Like, if you're out there trying to look for new places, you're trying to move to a new city, I recommend don't talk about it with your parents. Because I tell you what, with everything going on in New York, notwithstanding what just recently happened, it's just like, well, you know, I'm thinking about moving back to Queens. Why? Why would you want to move back there? I don't know. I like the area. There's always something to do. There's a lot of people. Which you can't fucking have that discussion with people from Vermont because they don't get the idea of wanting to live around more people. They just like the fact that they're kind of in their own little space, in their own little bubble. And when they want to interact with people, they can go somewhere to do so, but are otherwise unmolested by the noise of that. That's fine. You know, whatever. To each his own. But I'm looking at fucking housing, and I can't even get that far because it's so fucking expensive. And it's ironic, though, too, that like housing in Burlington, Vermont is the same price as housing in Queens, New York now. But because of that, it kind of behooves me to move back there because the kind of job I'm going to get in Burlington is going to pay like $4 or $5 less than it would in the city. So I can't even move to Burlington to do the kind of jobs I do, which is a lot of like logistics work for big companies, because they're going to pay me like $17 an hour to do that. You're a company with a net revenue of like $25 million a year. And you can't pay me more than $17 an hour because the market doesn't dictate that in Burlington, because they all pay this, like, they all pay like shit. So I'm trying to move back to fucking New York, and I'm like, wow, there's been this discussion of like affordable housing in the city. So what does the city do? They let someone put up a skyscraper, a big old, it's one of the thinnest skyscrapers in the world. I just read this thing on it. I can't remember what they called it. They called it some stupid fucking thing. But it's literally like the length of a bowling alley, but it's like 100 stories, huge. And they're like, well, you know, pretty affordable for like the new chic clientele moving into Manhattan, overlooks Central Park, really great stuff. This is their response to affordable housing is $6 million plots in this place. That's the lowest price in this apartment complex. It's again, just a big old skyscraper full of suites. $6 million is the cheapest one. The most expensive, $24 million. And they brought in a bunch of people to look at these places. And what they didn't think about was the wind that high up in New York City and its effect on a building about the length of a bowling alley.
The thinnest skyscraper ever.
It shifts, apparently, in high winds by several feet. So they brought people in, and immediately when they went up and looked at these suites, the wind hit and they got nauseous. Just looking at the apartments, they became nauseous. So isn't it great that New York City, in response to the housing crisis that they've had for, I don't know, well over a decade, was to let someone come in and build a bunch of more million-dollar apartments for the rich? Oh, God. Isn't this just recent after that Brooklyn fire that, like, took out a huge building? I'm sure they're rebuilding that back, though, right?
Oh, the Bronx is a priority.
Oh, it's the Bronx,
but
right.
Take comfort knowing that in the next terror attack, that building's just going to blow over incidentally on its way to, like, the Chrysler building.
It was just crazy. For like the lack of like foresight on that to be like, well, gee, you think the super thin building is going to start swaying in a city with high wind at like 100 stories? I just don't understand why you'd want an apartment like in a building. I would never want to live above like the 30th floor. That's like my fucking line. You know what I mean? I had to get used to that back in Boston when I worked at this investment firm, because like we were on the 27th floor. Coming from Vermont, that was fucked up for a while. Like I had a real fucking hard time adjusting to that. Going into my interview, they're like, how's it going? I was like, well, got to be honest. I'm from Vermont, where the tallest building is maybe 10 stories. So here we are at double that plus 7. I'm doing great. How are you? You know, just having the people in the building be like, well, you know, I can take you up to the roof. That's like 40 or 43 or something. And I was like, no, no, thank you.
I shall take a pass, good sir.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'm on top of the world. It'll just suck me right off the top.
See, and that's what I personally like about the idea of living in like a 40-story building.
Sure.
Is it's, you consider that an amenity for the suicidal.
They're all ants, Michael.
But that's the thing, is it's your built-in escape hatch. You know, things go poor, you just jump off the 40th floor.
Rock out one of the windows.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
9/11 was an inside job.
I tell you, of all the ways I would kill myself, what a happy concept. It would not be jumping from something.
Fuck
no.
Well, because you're scared of heights, so your last moments would be spent in terror.
I'm not only scared of heights, but specifically the fear of falling is what fucks me up. The height isn't so much the bad thing. It's like this recurring, penetrating thought of falling. That's what fucks me up. The floor falls out from under you and you're just not attached to anything. You know what I mean? For some reason, water is fine. Like, there's people with, what is it, thalassophobia or whatever it is. Fear of the deep, of the unknown in the water. You know, it's the idea that, like, you're swimming in the ocean and there's just fucking 100 meters below you and what is lurking under there.
The Jaws poster used to fuck me up with that shit. I'm like, what if there's a megalodon and it's going to eat me?
That's what that feeling is. It's that, like, fear of the unknown, but specifically in water, you know? Mine is that space, you know? Like, planes were a fucking problem for a while, but, you know, you get over it.
I still don't like it, but you know what helped me a lot?
Drugs,
the Orville. Well, yeah, Ativan, but the Orville, when he gives the episode where he goes into the simulation to be with the girl from like 2009 or whatever.
And he's like, they're really safe. And
he was like, planes are really safe. And he picks up the Jell-O mold and he's like, imagine the plane is in the Jell-O mold. When it jiggles, you feel it moving, but it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, you're
suspended.
Still in the mold. Yeah.
I think about that every time I get on a plane now. I'm like, thank you, Seth MacFarlane and Scott Grimes.
Don't be wrong. I had I was
glad
younger,
you avoided 9/11.
Oh, yeah. I was like 13 or 14 on a flight and was sitting next to a stranger. Maybe I was much older than that. I can't remember because I was on the plane by myself. Maybe it was when I was going out to California in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. I just remember this being like a younger me. And I closed the side window, you know, and I'm just kind of sitting there like, you know, and the guy to my right goes, you know, would it help for me to explain to you why you're safer in a plane than you are in a car? And I go, you're a pilot, aren't you? Because I'm a pilot. I go, no, it would not help me to explain why I'm safe. Because I was like, I did the Henry Pollard from Party Down, where I was like, yeah, but what about that one plane? You know, I'm like, everybody who's ever been in an accident, I looked at him and said, didn't think they were going to be in that accident. And he kind of shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I was like, he's like, yeah, but like statistically speaking, it's not going to be us. And I go, famous last words. Yeah. Like, thank
now
you.
Now that you've said it.
Now you've said it, it's much, much worse. I'm going to put in gum so my ears don't pop. And I'm going to sit here. And I was always one of those people, like, the phobia makes it, like, hard for me to swallow. My, like, throat gets all dry. I get, like, that pre-anxiety attack feeling, you know, where I'm, like, really holding it off. And it's like that for, like, 3 hours or so. Or, like, however long it takes me to get used to the flight. So that's fun, you know.
It's always a good time.
But you know what the funny thing is? I think space would be different. Space would be different for me, as weird as that feels, because you're not falling. You can float away from things, which, don't get me wrong, would probably be a different type of existential horror.
Yeah.
The black nothing surrounding you. And I definitely would have a huge, huge problem looking down at the earth, you know?
Yeah.
Like with that motion of you kind of like in orbit while... Because, again, I can't not think about it. I'd be like, I'm traveling hundreds of miles an hour right now.
The rocket would fuck me up. The initial launch would fuck me up. Not even it exploding, just the force.
Have you ever gone to Disney before?
Yeah.
Did you ever do, was it there when they had, like, the Epcot Space Simulator?
No.
Because I did that, and that fucked me right up because it simulates a launch for you.
Yeah, good on that.
Oh, dude, I thought it was going to be awesome, and it fucking terrified me. When I got sucked back into the fucking seat, because it simulates your launch, and then it simulates you landing on Mars, I think it was Mars. And so the whole process, while kind of adrenaline exhilarating, was very unnerving. I was just like, guess who doesn't want to be an astronaut anymore?
Yeah. They should simulate the whole thing. There's a breach in the hull.
Thanks, 17-year-old me. Quick, hold the door closed with this rod.
No.
One of the people with you gets sucked out. Wow, that was
it's
really
a planted actor who gets sucked out.
Tell my wife I love her. No. Now just think about the 8-year-olds who got fucked up doing
oh
that.
Oh my God, Major Tom.
Yeah. Well, it was either that. I could either do that one or like there was the test track or whatever they had in Epcot for a while. I was like, I want to get launched into space.
Yeah. I don't want to do anything called test. Thank you very much. I don't care how safe it is.
I only had time to do one. It was when we were in high school and we went on the band trip my like sophomore year.
Oh, when they took you guys to Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we were sophomores because then our senior year was the dreaded trip to Ocean City, Maryland, where everyone caught the
norovirus.
The norovirus.
We've talked about that on here. Probably several times.
Oh, yeah. It's just a nice callback.
Thanks for reminding people.
102, whatever. I don't know what episode it was.
Text norovirus to 555 Skimbo.
I think about that now. I'm like, would I ever go back to Disney World? Because here, look, on the one hand, I love that they're pissing off Florida Republicans. And on the other hand, I know they're owned by China.
Yeah, I'll just go to fucking Shanghai.
Yeah, it's like I kind of, it's like I'm of two minds about it, you know, because I'm like, well, look, I think at the end of the day, I just think they're a multi-billion dollar company making multi-billion dollar company decisions. Thinking about it past that, like, I'm never going to be the guy who's like, I'm in the Magic Kingdom and I've got a tear in my eye because this reminds me of my childhood and like, oh, back when I used to feel, what was that feeling? Oh yeah, love.
Joy. Yeah,
joy and happiness. What's that weird feeling replacing my cynicism?
I haven't thought about my crippling student debt in an hour.
Oh, maybe I should have used this trip to pay off some of that.
Nah. Oh, well, I'm happy right now.
Goofy signed my autograph book.
Mickey hugged me.
Just a sad, sweaty intern in a suit. Little fans on him.
Do you have any weed?
Haha, kill me. That's the only thing I would go back to do. If they let me go through like a magic tree in the kingdom to lead to all the white hallways down below where they like all do their costuming and like security uses it to move from one park to the next, that's what I want to see. Like I would spend an entire day checking out the behind the scenes of Disney. I think that's more interesting.
That's a great idea. Instead of doing like wasting your money on the Star Wars hotel or whatever, mm-hmm. they should do the Star Wars underground conspiracy trip for adults.
Yeah.
People who are like, I'm no Disney adult. I'm above that. But then they're like, well, we've got something for you too. Your wife can go, you know, give Gaston a handy. You get to see how the sausage is made.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what fascinates me. And I mean, maybe that betrays my cynicism, you know? Like, do that and then drop me off at whatever fucking adult island for some cocktails afterwards.
Adult island. Is that a thing?
They have an adult resort there, too. Yeah. Like,
do they call it Adult Island?
That'd be great. Adult Island, where Mickey and Minnie are X-rated.
It's just a foam mini mascot with tits.
Yeah.
Just huge naked tits.
I mean, somebody's built that. Somebody's built that somewhere. Not endorsed, of course.
There are furries out there that are like, you know what would really turn me on? If you wore a giant Minnie Mouse costume with big fake titties.
Yep. Just big felt boobs. And then you grab them once and you're like, this is a lot less satisfying than I thought.
Yeah, I don't like this. I can feel the wiring. What is there, old newspaper in this?
Yeah. Oh, no. I should have been more specific.
Oh, this is not what I hoped for.
No refunds. Yeah, they've
got like, to Adult Island, bitch.
They've definitely got an Adult Island there, I'm pretty sure, you know.
I just hope they call it that.
I mean, well, you got to figure there's a certain amount of like adult Disney goers who are there to like go to Splash Mountain
or to placate a spouse.
Yep, to do all the things, cuz like, I'm sorry, I don't see the appeal in like resorts like that anymore, like theme parks. I just don't like the there's so many people that no matter when you go, even if you don't go during like peak times, you're looking at like a 2-hour wait to ride Thunder Mountain, whatever. You know that ride? Like
going Space on, Mountain.
No, Space Mountain, but there's also like one that's the train. And like, I remember when I was a kid very specifically going on, like waiting in that line for like 2.5 hours to get on whatever it's like, Thunder Mountain, blah, blah. Like the big attraction, you go around the train and there's like one spot where they have like an optical illusion where it looks like you're going to smack into a wall and you dip underneath it at the last moment. And I remember being shit-ass terrified 9-year-old me on that ride. Like really not like thinking too hard 9-year-old Rory, you know what I mean? Just kind of like everything is a visual experience. There's not really much rattling around in the brain yet for me. I'm just kind of like, I'm here, just hanging out, bored and waiting, wishing I had my Game Boy to take my attention.
The Final Destination movies hadn't come out by then. You had nothing to fear.
I had nothing. Yeah, and I just get taken on like this first roller coaster, and I realize I don't like roller coasters. At a very young age, I learn. And again, it's one of those things where it's like, you're here, you're getting on, you don't really know what it is, but you can't get off because you're, both your parents are there and your sister's there, and you got no choice. Nobody asked you. Time to experience this thing. And by the time Splash Mountain came around, I was like, I'm not fucking going on that.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure was much to the dismay of my mom, who maybe didn't want to go on it either, but like now couldn't because I was not going on it because I was terrified.
Is Splash Mountain a Disney thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was a local thing or a Disney thing. But here's the thing.
And again, that's the one where you think you're going into Brambles, but instead you dip underneath the Brambles. Oh, look at him using the same concept.
Whee! See, that's the thing, as a quick tangent. Ric Flair, noted wrestler pervert with a large penis, apparently Ric Flair.
Oh.
Used to call hooking up with women taking them to Space Mountain, but I think he said it should have called it Splash Mountain because of the obvious, like, there's sapphic imagery.
Well, there's an exact reason why he didn't, probably because he wasn't there for them. I'm sorry, Ric Flair wasn't there for the lady,
but he, yeah, well, exactly, exactly.
What a dick.
He cared enough to give him a little cat bath, though.
That concerns me. Oh, I okay. I see what
you. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not gonna be gross. I thought he went down on them.
Well, no, I. You're right. Cat bath is much better.
Cat bath.
Because the immediate image I have of him was him licking their shoulders and stuff. Like, we got to get you clean.
Meowing and mooing.
Yeah. Meow. Again, woo! Does that make me innocent or stupid? I can't. Maybe a little of both?
I think the main problem you hit on is we're too cynical to enjoy things. Like, I admire people who are, in a way, I admire Disney adults who, like, we have friends who I would categorize as, well, no, I wouldn't categorize them as Disney adults because it's not their entire identity. Sure. It's just a fun thing that they do. And I really admire that because they can truly enjoy it. I can't. The only, like, Disney experience you can give me is, like, women caning me.
I mean,
and
like,
calling me a piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't think I would call anybody that I know a Disney adult. I have met a Disney adult before.
Yep.
When I went to ACTF, which was the whole, you know, American College Theater Festival thing in college. I met a girl there, met a gal, who I hit it off with. We got to talking, and we ended up chatting afterwards, you know, a little bit. Got Facebook friends, blah, blah, blah. And we followed each other for like a couple years, and she was the person who, like, right out of college, went and worked at like the Disney store, saved up her money. Her vacations were Disney vacations, nothing else, where she was like, again, her whole life was very encompassed by a Disney identity. She went to work. She did Disney stuff. She went home. She had Disney memorabilia in her house, you know. And then her vacations were, again, probably supplemented because she worked at the Disney store. She's got discounts to go to Disney. And that's where she went. And
flag so on the
play. She was looking for a guy who, like, would also love Disney and do the thing. And, like, if, as far as me and like, I was going to go so far as to, like, try to buy an old Disney cell of, like, Goofy and Mickey to be like, this will hopefully be worth something one day. Thanks, Steamboat Willie. Like, that's as far as, like, that's the cynical investor in me, though. You know, I'm like, oh, I can make some money off of this maybe one day. Thanks for the, like, the cell of Goofy's arm for $15. Isn't that a good one to save? People want this later, right?
I'm going to leave this to my kids.
Well, it's just, it's funny speaking of that because it just reminds me of the quick story of the guy I lived with in New York. He used to hang out with a bunch of, like, he was born into, like, the higher part of society in New York, and was friends with somebody who used to sell weed to Eisner's kid.
Ah.
Or maybe Eisner's kid was selling the weed. I can allegedly don't want to get sued by really fucking rich people. But he told me about the story about one time he went along for the deal. And we're talking about people like bags of weed. You know what I mean? Like, not poor kid stuff, like bags of it. And so they went, and for some reason, they did this deal at Eisner's house in his basement. And they're like, we're walking down to the basement, and there's just, like, original Steamboat Willie cells on, like, the wall and stuff. Like, $100,000 fucking, like, really, really nice. I was like, Jesus Christ, that'd be crazy to just have, like, $1 million on the walls walking into your basement. And then there's a weed deal. So that's fun.
That is cute.
It's just, it turns out rich poor kids, you know, or rich bored kids, not poor kids.
That's true. Yeah, rich kids with a poor kid mentality.
Yeah, bored and just...
Champagne access and beer taste. I respect that.
Imagine being a rich kid who has nothing better to do, so you're facilitating like $10,000 weed sales because you like just don't give a fuck.
Well, and you're white, so you get off.
You don't need the money either. Yeah. That's the thing that always confused me about it. You don't need the money. Why are you doing it? Why are you doing it?
You got the thrills for the pills, man. You got to do it.
I mean, go do what normal rich kids do, though. Go crash your fucking dad's car and then have him go, oh, well, this is ridiculous. Now I got to go buy another car.
We're going to have to build another Star Wars space hotel and con people into going. That's the thing is, like, I'm pretty sure friend of the show Machado just went to Disney.
That's cool. Hey,
if you
want to
go tickle Chewbacca under the armpits and hear him roar and give,
is that what you did?
Give him a little hug, I'm assuming.
Sure. Well,
she just whispers to Chewbacca, I'll leave my husband for you. Just say the word.
Please tell me she wasn't one of the ones who got like tricked into going and staying at the Star Wars
hotel. They didn't do that.
Good, because that seems like a wicked scam.
But it is a scam. There's a difference between someone who would do that. There's a difference between Machado throwing on the ears and just chilling and like having fun and a 40-year-old who throws a fucking fit if they don't have the flounder stuffy that they wanted at the store.
True.
Adults who call plush animals stuffies.
They were out of
collect
license plates.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Again, to tie in that thing, like for people that don't know about the whole like Star Wars, like making a hotel, it's like $3,000. I'm not sure if that's a night or something. Like, here's the thing. If Disney was to do an all-encompassing thing with the Star Wars, like I'm in it. You can't show up unless you arrive on Sunday, it's a whole week long, and there's shit planned to happen. You are a part of this fucking world now. You get a character, da-da-da. It's like a whole fucking thing. You're LARPing the Star Wars universe, is why you get the fucking room. You're getting woke up at the blah-blah. Like, you're fucking in it. You
yeah.
know?
Well, that's the thing. If they
Jesus
like-
Christ, we're under attack. They're giving you a fucking laser gun and putting things on you. You get killed like them, you know. Suddenly Vader comes through with his star fucking, with his lightsaber. You're like, Jesus Christ!
Just cutting
run!
Motherfuckers down. He looks at you and points.
Yeah. Take the data tape. We've got to get out of here. You're getting jettisoned into another ship that like pulls away from where you are. Cool fucking stuff.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is worth it. But like you going and checking in and like, oh, you're at the buffet and suddenly like a bunch of actors come through and a battle scene and like, oh no.
Yeah. It's like, what is it? Medieval times, but with stormtroopers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Some,
oh no, they're jousting.
Bored asshole in a Jedi robe comes up and is like, what would you like to drink? Would you like a Yoda soda?
Exactly.
It's green with a Yoda straw.
Yeah. And they've got like little things for your kid. Like, here, I need you to pass this message to the secret concierge. She's like, oh, thank you. You did such a good job. I'm going to pass this on to Yoda.
Would you like to meet Rey? And it's just an obese 30-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. Just someone who looks just enough like her.
I said I would sue if they didn't give me the role.
Yeah. I'd just be like, oh, man, that'd be just so depressing. Like you're spending, it's a week and you just spent $10,000 so that you could be jammed into a fucking tiny room with like knobby walls that has like that like craterous look to it, like the Death Star, you know, like on the inside. This is because there's important electrical panels behind this.
You don't understand. Like, and that's the thing is, do they put you in a ship? Are you on the Death Star? Are you on some kind of like Star Destroyer? And in a good guy vessel, do you go to Mos Eisley? Like,
I think it might be like a Mos Eisley kind of a thing. Like you're in a, you know, I'm not 100% on it. I would love, because again, if it's like, I get to go in and choose. You can be the good guys or the bad guys. Like, whoa, let's do the fascist week. Let's see what that's like. Everyone's
it's
wearing,
like Westworld, black hat or white hat.
Everyone's wearing black. They're all a little bit like you. I would just love it. You're checking in. The person is, they say something not quite right, and a couple people come out and carry that person away. No, wait, no. And then another person steps in, and it just like nothing happened and takes your payment information. I'd be like, okay, great. But only if I don't see that other person for the rest of the week. And later on, we're like walking through the brig, and she's in the cell like, help me. You see vague burn marks on her arm. Really great makeup work. She's got a black eye.
See,
I might pay for that experience.
The one I might pay for, and I argue it'd be far more boring yet far more fulfilling, is a Star Trek hotel experience.
Oh yeah,
you stay on the Enterprise,
get to go to 10 forward.
Yeah, dude, Guinan uses her little sparkler gun if things get out of control.
Even if I have like you are slotted now. We know that you tried to become part of Bridge Crew, but you're going to be a Station 4 level engineer. And they just give you like a tool gun that you have to go and like fix little like circuit boards. And you have to pull those little clear chips out of certain panels and put different ones in right succession. And there's a dude like Geordi explaining to you why it's important. And you're doing little things like that every now and then. We're under attack! Red alert! Like the thing just... 2:30 in the morning, you gotta go to your station. What the fuck?
You have to make more Picard Blu-rays. Yeah. That's all they have you doing on your vacation is pressing Blu-rays.
Yeah. I mean, I might get down with that a little bit, but how are they gonna fit? Like, how are you gonna set up replicators? They've got a dude behind every replicator, just like flipping it. I gotta make this guy a mojito at 3:30 in the afternoon.
They're like, well, the replicator has limited options. You can have spaghetti or a cheeseburger.
Yeah, it's always something fun. Or chicken. There's always a chicken option.
Or a protein tube. I don't know.
It's all made with impossible meat because it's the future. And everyone's a vegan.
Yeah. We've done away with cruelty to animals.
Yeah. It's as close as the synthesizers could get.
I want to eat Klingon. I don't think we can do that.
Give me what is it? Gok.
Yeah. My mother's Rokeg pie.
Rokeg blood pie.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, fuck. This guy knows his Star Trek.
God damn it. That's the thing is they just only make it. Assholes would go.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me, sir.
You would just be trying to see where the line in reality breaks. You're right. That's exactly why there isn't a Star Trek experience.
Because I request an audience with the captain in the ready room.
Yeah, there's no way that, yeah, just constantly taking meetings with douchebags. Oh, man. I would do it, though. And maybe that's just what the future is eventually Jeff Bezos is going to have a hotel in fucking space where everybody gets that weird curvature that happens to your eyes when you're up there for too long.
Your bone density gets all fucked up.
Eventually, we'll figure out, I don't know if you ever watched The Expanse or anything, that they've got the ship that, rotates so that it mimics gravity, and that's how they solve it. We'll get there. Jeff Bezos, one day. Because let's be honest, nobody wants to fund NASA anymore.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, just both of them trying to crank out, some fucking thing first before the other one so that rich people can go have a hotel in space.
Well, and that's just it. It'll be rich people. My friend actually in grad school wrote a really cool idea similar to that where it was like Gosford Park in space. It was like a murder mystery in a space hotel that had just opened. And then I later saw all this in Gargantua 2 and went, that was so much better than my friend's script. Venture Brothers did it better.
Venture Brothers did such a good job with the concept. Casino in space. A casino in space is honestly, let's be fair, probably what will happen. They will, because again, it's, what is it, international waters kind of a concept? Like, who owns your hotel in space?
What are the laws in space?
Yeah. It's going to be people hunting people and all kinds of...
Yeah.
It's going to be a weird set of laws and justice.
That's where you take your wife to disappear her.
She fell out the hatch. I don't know what happened.
I'm not giving her half a shit.
Yep. Just so many people burning up on reentry. But that'll be it. It'll be a casino in space. That's going to be it. That'll be the future. I, for one, look forward to it, even though I won't be able to, I won't be able to afford it, but I will certainly apply for that fucking job.
I was just about to say, I'd try to get a job in, the kitchen there or something.
Yeah, why not? Just be some attendant. I mean, I'd love to be security, because think about the sick shit those fuckers get to do.
The power.
Just, throw this guy in the brig or whatever. I think about the draconian, corporatized justice. I'm sorry, sir. You've overextended your credit, and then you just get to whip somebody out of an airlock.
No. Warren Buffett has taken ill. We're going to need your kidney.
Maybe.
Yeah.
just sign up the most lucrative on the station, Blood Boy.
Warren Buffett cuts his own hair.
Trying to think of the more fucked up things. You know, there's going to be, it would start off like that, but then there's that one station that the regulars don't know what's going on it, and it's just the most dangerous game. It's just your buddy Jeff Bezos like, you won a contest. You get to go to space with me. And you sign all these things that you don't read because you're just so excited to go. You're so excited to be there. And then you get up there and they hunt you. You just signed away to be hunted.
Come with me and you'll see when we feed you your own insides. It is hostile
that went
in
dark.
Space.
But yeah, that's, I'm telling you, most dangerous game up there. It's just you on a, getting chased by dudes on the moon in a lunar rover. Run as you just dance up and down trying to adjust to gravity. But you figure it out pretty quick because, again, your life's on the line.
Moon chase would be fun. Did you see Ad Astra?
I did.
I did not like that movie in terms of like as a movie, but the space-based stuff was cool.
Well, it's because they kept it so fucking realistic. In
very
terms
technical.
Of like, it was very technical. It was very much like, this is how space would go. Look how militarized it is, because that's going to be a lot of what this is. But I don't know if I necessarily liked that viewpoint, because again, my belief is that space is going to be corporatized. It's going to be a very corporatized thing eventually, because that's where all the money's going to come from.
Yeah, and it'll especially, be private contractors, not the military.
Yeah, well, we're very much falling, and I hate to say it, but we're falling much, much towards a smaller conservative-run future. Because every time the Democrats get in power, they don't do goddamn fucking anything
so
with it.
So hard.
Yeah, and because it's all about discussion. They don't just fucking do things. And when the Republicans get in power, they're like, get behind the fucking line and fall in order. And everybody fucking does it. And they all get behind whatever the policy is, and everybody fucking gets it done. I mean, Christ's sake, Oklahoma is going to become, they're passing fucking abortion regulation that's going to be about as liberal as Iran's abortion policy. So everyone get ready for that. Seriously, I'm not fucking joking. Go look it up. So we're falling into that shit. And all with that is going to become defunding of science. And so either NASA starts to military up and talk about putting fucking, you know, tungsten rail guns in orbit as helping with their funding for exploration, or it's going to be Daddy Bezos' turn, you know?
Yep. Now we've got Space Force, which is our attempt to militarize space.
And you know what the funny thing is? Here's the thing. It needed to become a discussion. As fucked up as that is, it does need to become a discussion because we have, like, nobody talks about this thing that China did once, right? Where they released a satellite into orbit where they were trying, I can't remember what they were trying to do, what the purpose was, but what ended up happening was they fucked up and they released so many little particulates into the atmosphere on these really aggressive trajectories that they basically like potentially damaged the future of satellites in space because all it takes is just one little thing coming by and chipping a satellite. I mean, who was it? Is it Elon Musk who's doing Starlink?
Good question.
He released like 27 satellites, and I'm pretty sure like 13 of them got jacked up by space junk. They just failed. And the thing is when we release this shit, it's not like a lot of it gets burned up in orbit. It just floats the fuck around there. If you look at like real projections of what our orbit looks like around the planet, it's just junk. If you were to be an alien, if you believe in that sort of thing, if you were to be an alien coming from somewhere else and you find Earth, it just looks like a big ball of fucking garbage.
It's
from
like
outside.
What we did to the fucking ocean, and now we've done it to goddamn space.
Seriously, if you were coming by, you'd be like, what the fuck is this? Because it's just a bunch of trash. Or be like, don't get me wrong, a lot of it is satellites in particular.
It's not Pepsi bottles, yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of it is just trash floating around in our orbit, which is going to be a discussion because eventually we're going to get to the point where if we don't hinder other countries, I'm not just saying China, it's also us, and it's also Canada, and it's also Mexico, and it's also India, and it's anybody who's interested in having a space program, but they're all just being like, well, it's our country, and it's our decision, and we can do what the fuck we want. The United States didn't fucking ask anybody when they launched these satellites. Elon Musk isn't really, like, asking India if it's okay to put 27 Starlink satellites in orbit, right? So when India launches something, or when China launches 30 satellites, what the fuck do you have to
not really
say
a leg
about
to
it?
Stand on?
Who
yeah.
did fucking Russia ask when they put Sputnik up? Anybody? No. So there's no real discussion happening on the international scale. And eventually we're going to get to the point where regular space launches are at risk because there's not going to be any space to fucking put them up without having the potential for something to just rip the fuck through and smack. Like, we're getting good about it, but I'm sorry, but it's piece you don't want to like launch a $1 billion fucking ship with, you know, Pete Davidson on it, that national treasure.
I don't know.
And to have something zip through and kill them all.
You know? Well, that's the thing, is until we have like blast shields and Star Trek shit, it's just not going to be a good idea.
Nope. And we're
I like the idea so of launching Pete Davidson into space. That's pretty cool.
That was the thing Bezos was going to, like, he had a seat on the next Blue Origin going up. The next penis rocket.
Who, penis? Penis Davidson?
Pete Davidson, yeah. And then they rescheduled it or something, and he was like, all right, I'm out. And then Bezos came around because I think he likes the press that he's going to get from launching Pete Davidson into space. So now he's got a free ride on the next run, no matter when it happens. He was just like, yeah, you get to come up. So now Pete Davidson, because he's such a swell fucking dude, gets a free ride into space courtesy of Jeff Bezos.
I have nothing personally against people like Pete Davidson.
He just fell up. It's just so ridiculous.
But they're so ubiquitous. The Rock is selling fucking energy drinks that I see in Hannaford.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
well, The Rock,
you
is
got
just,
go away heat with me now. Please do something else.
The Rock is just, he did like the Young Rock thing too, which is very much like an image thing where he's like, look, I didn't always have money. I wasn't always this mogul.
Well, you know what the conspiracy theory is behind it?
What, that none of that's true?
No, that...
he's going to run for president?
That the scenes that bookend it in the series are him in like 20-something or other where he's running for president. So the theory is it's a test balloon to see how people would respond to President Rock.
Can we just not fucking have celebrities in politics anymore? And don't look, here's the thing. It's really like... it's a really short-sighted thing to argue that just because somebody is this, that they can't be good at that. And it's not to say that there aren't intelligent celebrities or, you know, that President Rock couldn't have good policy. It just seems like a really shitty slope to go down. Like,
that's all we'll get after a time. Like, our big thing right now is we turn politicians into celebrities. Like, yeah. AOC at the beginning, it was like, girls get
cult
it done.
Of personality. And you sit there and you go, yeah, look, I love the message, but not really a hell of a lot is getting done.
Well, and that's the big thing, like, particularly with AOC, like, you've got this Amazon union situation, and Christian Smalls came right out, and he's like, hey, man.
Where was she?
We invited her to come speak to the Amazon workers and show her support. And her people said, absolutely, she'll be there. And the day before, they said, we're pulling her out. We're not doing public appearances anymore. It's a security issue. She was at the Met Gala the next day.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people called her out on it. And she's like, well, to be fair to me, a lot of the people that work in that Amazon warehouse are not in my district. So I don't understand why this is my fault. And Christian Smalls was like, because you went back on your word. You say you're pro-worker and you're pro-union, and you left us with our fucking thumbs up our
asses.
I'd be
like, if it's about doing things only for your constituency, then why the fuck did you raise $2 million for Texas when Ted Cruz ran off to fucking Cancun? You did that, but you can't go down to fucking Staten Island or you know, like, what's... Where's
Staten is where this particular warehouse
I'm pretty sure,
was.
Yeah. And thank God, I mean, great that they unionized. I hope a lot of these places follow suit. You look at fucking Starbucks doing the same thing. They just tried to fuck over one of the union organizers. They fired her for some fucking nebulous reason.
Great.
But again, they'll get away with it because the whole country's at will, which is something we really need to have a fucking discussion about, which we won't, because companies are people. Can't you think of them? Like, shouldn't we be thinking of the companies? Like, you know?
Well, and the leptons that listen to this show don't care.
I know.
Give me my mocha frappuccino unicorn shake.
Yeah, I'm just so...
You pieces of shit.
You fucking bastards. I'm just so sick of the fucking argument that you get from these people. It's like, well, but if you didn't, then, like, how would Jeff Bezos get rich as fast as he is? Because Lord knows, if you pay every fucking Amazon warehouse worker $30 an hour, the funny thing is Jeff Bezos still makes billions of dollars a year. It doesn't change a fucking thing. It turns $30 billion into $25
billion. Well, it's an image thing because it's like, wow, if they feel compelled to unionize, that means conditions really suck and we can't have that.
Somebody did the math once with like PayPal, which is a significantly smaller company, where they broke down in like 2021, their revenue versus profit, and then how many workers they have, and showed totally unequivocally that they could pay all of their workers $30 an hour and still be a billion, like, and still have a net profit, not revenue, of billions of dollars. And so it came down to being like, PayPal could absolutely do this. They just don't fucking want to do it. And that's what it always comes down to. They just don't fucking want to. That's the argument. And it's okay for them to say, but if they want to fire you tomorrow for no reason at all, they can fucking do it. Because that's what we did in this country. We did it to ourselves. Everybody pat yourselves on the back. So such a good fucking job.
Wait, I got this.
Yay, we did it.
I hold all, each of you listening responsible.
I just don't understand, man. I'm not trying to get like super political. It's too late, obviously.
It's too late.
I just like, how do people vote for Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Because there's some hot mommy energy to her, dude. I don't get it.
How do people vote for Matt Gaetz? How does Ron DeSantis get support? I get it. It's Florida. What the fuck? What is fucking going on? They just announced today.
Hot idiots get elected.
A bunch of people in the government, like they just got done drawing district lines for the next election in Florida. Ron DeSantis came in and said, I don't like those lines. I'm going to redo them myself. So it's more favorable to me. He literally fucking said it.
But they're again.
And they're letting him do
they
it.
They just let him do it. Obviously, the Republican Party is like, that's our guy.
You know what the response was?
What do the fucking Democrats do? You guys got to do more.
Yeah. Well, and again, people are kind of crying out for it. But obviously, you know what the GOP's response is? Well, if the elections are the most secure elections in the history of blah, then clearly there's no problem. I go, those are different things.
Dude, we're so fucked. The Democrats are going to get smashed in the midterms and the next election. You talk about election fraud.
Gerrymandering is proven to be so fucking successful, you know?
Fuck yeah.
And it's the kind of thing where everyone's like, well, that doesn't matter in national elections. I go, well, they're still drawing their own districts. And when the Electoral College exists, kind of matters. Like, I don't understand why Ohio, their votes counted a 4-to-1 ratio of, say, California's. Well, they have a different amount of electoral votes that go to, it doesn't matter. I'm talking about a per capita analysis of individuals. Four times you living in a different state means your vote is more important. It just doesn't make fucking sense anymore. And people are like, well, then California and New York would decide the vote. And I go, do the math. That's not fucking true. If you add up every city in the country, it starts to become a little bit more swayed. But it's as if saying that because you decided to live in a city, for some reason your vote should matter less than some dude who lives on a farm. I don't get it. I don't get the fucking argument anymore. And to put a bow on the whole thing, here's what I'm hoping for. Trump is going to try and get the GOP nominee. You know, he's going to try and become, you know, the front runner there. And God help the Republicans that they do something about it. But my hope is that above all else, he doesn't get enough support. And they put someone like DeSantis in, as fucking scary as that notion is. But DeSantis gets the nomination because Trump will not back down.
No,
and because
Bon Jovi
of that,
style.
He will split the conservative vote towards a third party possible. And because of that, they will lose the election because he will cut enough of their base out from that vote that if the Democratic Party unifies, which hopefully they will secure the vote.
Well, that's the thing is I could see that fucking goon DeSantis. Ted Cruz will absolutely make another go at it because he just doesn't seem to get it through his fat head that everyone hates him.
Yeah.
Fucking Lindsey Graham said we could stab him on the floor of the Senate like Caesar and no court in the land would convict.
No one will give a shit.
Very true. So, I could see DeSantis or Pence because the only people that don't like Pence are going to go with Trump anyway.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. I think he could split because he's all ego.
Well, and here's the thing. The voter base is totally different from Republican leadership because we've watched with those fucking thing, McConnell, that melting turtle. He will go ahead and say one thing about Donald Trump being an awful decision and a big piece of shit. And the second he gets the nomination, we need to rally around.
Yeah.
Donald, I'm doing him like Dr. Dugong from Venture
Bros. That's what he sounds
like.
That's
what he is.
Oh,
we
all need to rally around Donald Trump because he is going to save America.
Even though 2 weeks before he was talking about how he was the death of the fucking conservative party. And then you got Ted Cruz doing the same thing. Again, they can call his wife fucking ugly and he sits there a week later going, I support
Donald J. Trump.
Yeah. And you sit there and go, Jesus Christ,
you pussy.
You have no fucking spine. None of these fucking dudes. Lindsey Graham, use my own words against me. And then we did.
And did he said, matter? Tough titty.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though. That's the thing that fucking scares you, because people can sit there and look at it and go, he was caught on tape saying it. Look how much of a hypocrite he is. And still nobody does anything about it.
No.
And that's why you're stupid, America. All of you listening, you're fucking idiots. I hate you.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Eat the slop, Picky. Eat the fucking slop.
Okay, Tim Dillon.
Yeah, well, you know,
I turned on that guy pretty hard.
Well, that's because Tim Dillon is one of those guys who's sitting there being like, it's a liberal commentary. And you go, no, it's fucking not. It's like the people who go, Joe Rogan's just asking questions. And I go, okay, Cartman. Fucking A, dude.
This is good. If you guys have your bingo cards out, we pretty handily just handed you the political despair bingo spot.
Oh, man. Like
also
three times
the
over,
TNG
stack
one.
Yeah.
Audience abuse.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple.
Yeah, we're doing really well.
And we don't think about these things. It's just so in our DNA.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you'll miss a couple at the end because we definitely have something to plug this week.
Do we?
Yeah. We got our buddy's thing going on Saturday just before Easter.
Will this come out? Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Morty, that's exactly correct. We do have a plug at the end.
Yeah. Gotta speak out for our buddy Eric.
Yeah.
He's got some stuff going on. But we'll get to that. So I just ranted a long time. I mean, fuck Disney, fuck Ron DeSantis. I hope the two of them war. I would love to see Disney walk away from Florida somehow. Or just be like, you know what? We're going to go ahead and we've got billions. I mean, they could never shutter Disney World because of the amount of money. It'd be interesting to see if like the Disney app and all the money that makes for like the Marvel, if they could be like, we're going to close Disney World for the month of July. I mean, one of their biggest fucking months. And be like, we're just going to close it. And the devastating effect that would have on tax revenue for the state of Florida. Like, if Disney wanted to hard dick around Florida in terms of decision, where they're like, we are pretty fucking sick of DeSantis sitting there and disparaging our decisions. Because, like, the big thing that's going on right now is they decided they're going to redo all of, like, the welcoming audio coming into Disney World that says, hello there, boys and girls, welcome to blah, 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 blah. They're going to start saying, like, hello, everyone, or something else instead. And, oh, my God, we're conservatives up in fucking arms about that. And now, suddenly, Disney's a Chinese corporation. Like, now, even though they were, like, they started that shit years ago. I would love for them to just be like, well, okay.
Ni hao, boys and girls.
Yeah, oh, I would love so hard because there's so many of like the Floridians like, we're going to boycott Disney. Like, motherfucker, you guys live there. You're not the ones going to Disney World. You depend on the outside tourism that they bring in so fucking much. What do you think it is? You think it's oranges? You think oranges are propping your
They're
going
to eat at your shitty flip-flop bar and have mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
Drink beer.
Like, some of them are staying on resort, and a lot of them are going to places like Miami for a little while, and then spending a couple days over at Disney World. And like, they're kind of, some of them people are hopping around. Some of them are staying right at the resort. But it doesn't matter, because you're getting part of that money from Disney through the taxes they pay on the revenue that they make, which you may not be getting if you keep pissing them off. I would love to see it fucking happen. Just because, I don't know, I'm pissed off at Florida right now. I would love to see them just tank for their decisions.
Well, if there's one thing I learned, especially during the COVID pandemic,
mm-hmm.
Florida finds a way.
Yeah, I guess.
Life finds a way in Florida. More of those people, not saying I wanted them to, but statistically, more of them should have died when DeSantis went, set them up, country music, it's party night.
Oh, and to be fair, they when they look at their numbers, they're very misleading because they're not a hub of fucking travel like, say, New York is. So when they're like, oh, look at New York, we're doing so much better than New York. But then when you do it out, like, again, per capita and stuff, Florida got the fucking shit kicked out of them by COVID. But they just don't like to talk about it that way. They were like number three. Like, they got fucking crushed. They got crushed just as bad as Texas, just as bad as California, just as bad as New York.
Yeah, Texas, California, New York got fucking shellacked.
Without half of it being a hub for travel, though. So when you like take into account the outside factors, Florida really didn't do so fucking good. Like, you're right, they should have gotten crushed more because they became the kind of place that says, bring me your COVID-starved masses for entertainment and spring break, and had all those fucking kids. But here's the thing. The thing people don't seem to realize is like, Florida didn't get those COVID numbers. Oklahoma got those COVID numbers. You know, Tennessee got those fucking COVID numbers because those morons spent a week in Florida and then brought COVID on those planes back to their hometowns where they spread it there. So then everyone looks and goes, gee, I don't know. Why is Tennessee fucking up so bad? You're why they fucked up so bad, Florida. You became an incubator for fucking tourists who then dragged that shit back to their home fucking states. It took one person to start a massive outbreak in Vermont last fucking winter.
Oh my God, it was the broomball team,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was that, and then one of those guys went to like a hockey jamboree. Like two of them like came from out of state to go to like a broomball and a hockey jamboree where they gave like fucking so many people there. They were the Typhoid Mary of Vermont.
Well, there was another one too. I think it was here where somebody was getting married and tested positive for COVID the day before the wedding.
Just came
didn't say shit and invited everyone. I don't know how many people got sick off of that, but I do remember hearing that.
But it's amazing because there's certain situations like that that just fucking explode. Like, Lord knows, I just got done. Like, that was the big fucking thing of why we didn't have last week. I got COVID. It sucked. I got the COVID flu thing, and I was basically dead for a week. I was in a bad fucking state.
Well, you didn't have an opportunity to get the booster either.
No. Well, and again, I thought by all accounts that I got COVID this winter too. So I was sitting there going, you know, I think I'll be okay. And some motherfucker decided that they needed to come see some 90s and 80s music.
To be fair, they may not have known.
They may not have known. You know what? We'll give them the benefit of
the
doubt.
It's very easy to get mad at a person when they're like, FYI, I tested positive. It's like, but
I think
that's not your fault for getting it.
I think fuck that none of our friends got it. I really do. Like, we all got super lucky because, like, I feel super guilty if I would have been the one that had given everybody else COVID as a result. You were going to be fine because you did get that shit. And I mean, the second I fucking got that, I was like, I'm staying here. I quarantined down until I got a negative test, which goddamn pissed me off because I got that fucking one of my parents is just too close to being a boomer. I was like, are you better? I'm just going to walk through this room without my mask. I don't care. I'm fine. I'll be okay. It's like, God damn it. Just fucking take it seriously.
You going back to work yet? What are you?
I'm still positive. Yeah, but like that, what does that even mean?
Fuck it.
Fucking A.
You'd be doing other people a favor if you got them sick. They'll get those antibodies. Yeah,
gotta get better. So it's not that big of a deal because when I had it, it wasn't that bad. I'm like literally shaking, like my skin feels like paper.
Every time I move, it's knives.
Oh, it was so bad. I was seriously dead. And you're like sitting at home. I was like, I can't communicate with people. Like I just, So like I had that shit. Like I don't get why people sit there and look at it as being like not a big deal. Maybe for you, it won't be. For some people, it's going to fucking truck them. And I'm sitting here looking at it going, well, looks like my lungs are going to hurt for probably about a year now because that's what happened last time I got COVID is it took like fucking 6 months to a year before my lungs finally started to chill the fuck out.
Well, and I hate to shill for the vaccine, but at the same time, I look at like you weren't boosted.
Yeah.
My sister wasn't boosted.
And
she didn't have a chance to do it. And both of you got fucking trucked.
Yeah.
My mom, Bill, me,
well,
my dad, Helen.
I wish I'd gotten it. I wish I had not assumed that what I had gotten was Omicron before. And Lord knows, maybe I didn't get Omicron this time. Maybe I got the Deltacron because it was a pretty hard flu for like more days than I would care to admit. So I don't know. I might have gotten the new strain that's going around, blah, 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 which scares me because we're starting to get to a point where like some of the vaccines coming out, they're like, yeah, it's giving you like 3 months, 4 months of like hard where you're really good against it. And then you're going to need to get another booster. Like we know people who have gotten the booster twice, if not three times already. And that concerns me. And it's not to say that I'm like, don't get it because I think that's fucking stupid, especially having gotten a bad case of it. Get that shit. I'd be turning around and getting it right now if I hadn't just fucking gotten
the
stuff.
The thing is, I got the booster and it takes, what, 2 weeks to like take effect?
Yep.
2 weeks after the booster, I got Omicron.
Yep.
And I still didn't fucking feel great. Like, I was in a better position than like you or my sister.
Mm-hmm.
But I still was like, fuck, this is miserable. I'm lying inert on the floor listening to the show Billions. Not even watching it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was in and out. I was sleeping so much where I was like waking up, drinking like half a gallon of water just because I was just so dried out and exhausted. And then sitting there being like, well, time for a nap. And then just like literally sleeping. I slept all fucking day. I would take like Dayquil and NyQuil. I was just on a regimen of that shit. Probably not great for my fucking kidneys. Because I was on so much acetaminophen and stuff, just like cutting down the pain. And just, I slept the whole fucking time. When I wasn't asleep, I was in hell. You know me, I like my video games. And I didn't touch anything. Like, I couldn't take the stimulus. My head hurt so fucking bad. It was, for somebody who, like, has had migraines and gets them every now and then, that's what it was. It was a migraine-level event where I was, like, sitting there being like, I can't have light on. I couldn't turn the TV on. I sat there in darkness for several days. Like, just several days, hours upon hours, couldn't read, couldn't fucking do anything. I'd occasionally look at my phone. It's funny. Meme on Instagram.
What do you think John Cena's doing right now?
Yeah. Like it was pretty awful. So I'm glad I'm out of it the other end. And now I basically feel like God.
Welcome to Mount Olympus, yeah, my man.
I've got until like the next strain really comes out and hits hard where I've got them fun little antibodies. So that's nice. Who wants to fucking touch me?
I said, who wants to fucking touch
me? Who wants to inject my blood into their system?
Do you mind if we call this one a little early? I am turning into a bag filled with piss.
No, it's fine. Yeah, so bad. That's fine. We're about there. I don't think people like this episode. It was pretty angry.
If you go to Disney, you're a bad person.
Yeah, you're a bastard, man.
Vote Democrat.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fine. This is what I, again, all I got was no human interaction and a lot of depressing politics for the past 2 weeks. I needed the vent. You all needed the vent at home, whether you knew it or not.
Yeah, your demons have been exercised for another week.
So you're welcome.
I also take umbrage with the fact that we do audience abuse, and everyone's like, why do you do that? Why do you do that?
I don't like that. And this week you said something about something that I enjoy.
Yeah,
and
we
like
we
that.
Skip an episode, and everyone's like, unsubscribe.
Yeah, everyone's super upset about it.
You know
whatever.
What? I fucking dare you guys. Stop listening. I want to see those numbers plummet.
Yeah. I mean, it's too late. They got to the end already.
And you're like, okay, well, they said they were wrapping up, so yeah, there can't be anything good past this.
Well, no, because now we got our thing we want to plug.
Yes, Rory, do you have anything you would like to plug?
I do. A friend, Eric, is in a band. The band's called Phantom Airwave. He's been working. How long has he been working on this album?
Years. Literal years.
This has been a labor of love, blood, sweat, and tears. Literal blood on every album, from what I heard.
It's like the Lil Nas X blood sneaker.
Yeah, just a little bit of it. Which is, come on, how is he fucking doing that? But they have a release party this Saturday, free admission for all of you guys. We just got done talking about COVID. I'm not worried. So whatever.
I ain't scared.
It'll be all right. Indoor event. But yeah, I'm really selling it for Eric.
They really shouldn't have called the album Super Spreader. I think that.
But it starts at what? Doors open at 7.
Doors at 7, show at 8, 8 to 11.
Playing some music. They're going to be playing the album.
First set is them playing through the album in its entirety. Second set is going to be some treat.
Just some funsy stuff. But yeah, come out and support them. It'll be a good time. Can you get food? Where's the Arts Riot?
Arts Riot. I don't know if Arts Riot is doing food anymore.
So get some food beforehand. Come for a drink or two. Not if you drive yourself. I mean, you can have everything in moderation, everybody. Play it smart. But, you know, there's a fun time to be had in Burlington at Arts Riot, which I don't know where the fuck it is. But it's there. It's somewhere in Burlington.
It's there. I think it's Pine Street.
Look it up. Google Maps. That's what we have technology for. Just don't say anything too much. When you're on Google Maps, you'll start seeing your ads change. I wish that was a joke.
No.
It's not, though.
Start getting ads for Disney.
Leather Daddy, Leather Daddy, Leather Daddy. Just,
Dalmatian porn.
Who doesn't want to see assless chaps on the side of their Amazon perusing?
Yeah, and you want people to see that's what's going on in your browse history,
right?
What do they talk about in their home?
Better than getting caught watching Pornhub on your commute. You're a train rider.
I caught a couple people doing that.
That's all. It's more people than you think.
More people than you would think you see in the reflection of the window across from you.
Yep. Like, I know what that color and font is. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's
I bleed black and orange. Okay.
Well, left the volume up. Yep.
Yeah, Phantom Airwave.
So I guess that bingo gets unleft. That's
because it's when Rory has nothing to plug. you had something to plug, so fuck you, all you out there.
Yeah. You have anything you want to plug?
No, that Phantom was a great move.
Yep.
So I'm done.
I'm done too.
For this week, I'm going to go piss my limbic system.
Yeah.
So until next time, thank you, go fuck yourselves, and goodbye.